This is Akashvani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the AI Action Summit 2025 on February 10th and 11th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris today to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Today marks day zero of the World Government Summit 2025, which takes place in Dubai and runs until 13 February under the theme Shaping Future Governments. Day zero will feature several key forums including the Arab Fiscal Forum, the Arab Meeting for the Young Leaders and the Arab Young Leaders Forum amid wide participation from prominent officials, visionaries, decision makers, and a host of international organizations. In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel have also been martyred in this encounter, while two other jawans have been injured. The injured jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by 31st of March next year. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena yesterday, a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalka G seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena at Raj Nivas yesterday. Meanwhile, the Delhi Lieutenant Governor has dissolved the seventh Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi, with effect from 8th of February. BJP emerged victorious in the Delhi Assembly polls after winning 48 out of 70 seats. Aam Aadmi Party managed to win only 22 seats. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri will address a press conference today morning where he is expected to share details of India's Showpiece annual energy event, which is set to kick off from Tuesday at the Yashobhoomi Convention in the National Capital. Scheduled to be held from February 11th to 14th, 2025, India Energy Week, IEW 2025, promises unparalleled global participation from ministers, CEOs and industry leaders. This would be the third edition, building on the success of the past two editions. IEW 2025 is set to solidify its position as a pivotal meeting place for the global energy industry. The exhibition space will expand to 65% to 8,000 square meters, while the number of conference sessions will increase to 105 and global delegates will exceed 70,000. In the Indian Super League 2024-25, Bengaluru Football Club comfortably ousted Jamshedpur Football Club by 3-0 at the Sri Kanti Rava Stadium yesterday. Bengaluru Football Club broke their three-game-long winless streak at home to progress with the fourth spot in the standings, with 31 points to their name from 20 matches now. And that's the end of this news bulletin.